I'm Vanessa. New York City is the most diverse place in the world. Teen Central is a perfect example. Look around and you'll see Dominicans, Haitians, Colombians, Jamaicans, Italians, Scottish, Canadians, Chinese, and Hondurans. Everyone here is an immigrant, but we're all Americans now. Columbus Day happens soon, so it's the perfect time to examine what it means to be quote-unquote American.
Columbus said he found this place, and Columbus did not actually find this place. He got lost, you know? And he's from a different country, so, like, there was people in this area that we didn't know about, but other than that,
there
a lot of
people here in this area.
There was Native Americans. That's why you got blood from somebody that didn't come from Native American family or whatever, you're an immigrant,
yeah,
period.
No, but it's kind of wrong to say, you know, the white people here, they are the typical Americans. They are not Americans. They came from England and from other places, and that's where their family comes from. And they just come from...
Every time I meet a white person, they're always saying, oh, I'm from, like, part of me is Russian or European or German or something like that. They never say that I'm pure Caucasian.
It seems that when it comes to immigration, race matters. So, what causes racism, and how does it relate to immigration? Let's rejoin the conversation.
It's weird how people say in interviews and stuff like that, they say, oh, race does not matter. But still, when you interview someone, they say, what is your race? It makes no sense. Or they don't discriminate against females and males. They ask you what sex you are. So it makes no sense.
I read this special paper for school, right? It was called Boxes, right? It was because a girl wrote a paper about how they ask you what your race is. Are you white? Are you black? Are you Hispanic? Or are you other? And to explain other, I am not just what those boxes say. I am more than that, and I am worth more. Why do I have to diminish myself to it?
I mean, technically, if it was up to us, we would check all those boxes off, and then under other, have like 20 billion things under it. Because you would say, I'm black, I'm white, I'm Hispanic, I'm Asian, and then I'm Portuguese, Jamaican, Japanese, and then you go into little subtitles so that you can't really categorize everything. Why do I need to know what your race is? That's not fair at all.
The answer to that, right, can be put simple. You see, people are racist in two ways, right? Racist for being racist and racist for not being racist, right? Being very, very easy on one culture instead of the other, right?
Oh, yeah, that is true.
That is true. But racism is a simple, if not effective tool, right, to make us more ignorant and more arrogant. Now, both of those put together brings about more anger if you try to do anything about it.
People in our society generally avoid talking about race, but there is one exception, comedians. Race is the punchline to many of their jokes. Does comedy help, or does it contribute to the problem? Let's hear what Maisha thinks.
Everybody's dissing their own race and others, which is because they're comedians and they find the fault in everything and they make fun of it. People laugh. That's good. But, you know, if you really think about it, half the things they're saying is actually true. And you might think, oh, that's jacked up and everything. But if you really think about it, it's true. And you know,
immigration racism.
My country got is that everybody in Haiti just does voodoo, chicken feet or something like that. I'm like, what is this? We don't even do voodoo.
Like, one time that they said that do not ever do something to a pumpkin because if you do, you get bad luck for something in Haiti. I was like
no. Like, they usually say, like, my friend Jessica said, like, oh, her cousin was there in Haiti and her dad pulled out a gun because he was shooting the zombies. I'm like, okay, whatever.
Wow. From all those stereotypes, I always get, I'm Colombian. Oh, so I must be a drug dealer. I'm like, no, I'm not. My family is not a drug dealer.
They had that on MySpace.
I put that on MySpace because it's the biggest stereotype that I'm known for. Because just because I'm Colombian, like, they don't know all the other great things that Colombia has to offer. We find out, like, it's all connected, stereotypes, racism, and immigration. And we are diminishing that with comedians and comedy because every time we're talking about our own race and making bad things about it, we're diminishing all those other things that are true and that are important.
How do we begin to solve the problem of racism? We don't have all the answers, but we do have a few suggestions. Here's Rebecca.
What we need to do is get rid of two words in our vocabulary, majority and minority, because it's saying that we're less than they are. Because this country, more immigrants are going to keep coming to this country anyway. And then all the places where there's like Odinus of white people, like Boondocks, Minnesota, is going to get full of Hispanic people.
But not everybody think like we do. We just have to have people like us to keep everything in check. End of story.
As we grow, we have to try not to change and continue being open-minded and continue to pass it down.
The only answer, right, is that we have to embrace each other, right? There is no other answer around it, no matter how many times you look at it, all right?
A lot of people are
Yeah, You want everybody to sit down, sing Kumbaya, and everybody be okay.
That is never going to happen like that.
Okay. What we need to do, we're the future, so we have to try and change everything. It might not happen in our lifetimes. It might not happen in our children's lifetimes, but it's going to happen. So we have to try and make it, not that we get along perfectly, like, oh my God, you're my bestest friend ever, and I love you forever and ever until I die, but that everybody, even if they don't get along perfectly, that they understand and comprehend that we're people, that we're just trying to live and survive.